This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What are three items on your bucket list? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from Nate Jensen.
What are three items on your bucket list and why? I've been fortunate that I've crossed quite a few things off my bucket list, but here's three that are kind of top of mind right now. One is I want to go back to Brazil for the third time and just sort of tour around the country. I speak Portuguese, so I can do that differently than like a regular tourist. I can just sort of go wherever I want, and I think that would be really fun. Second one, also travel. I actually want to go to Europe, and I want to go live in Europe for like 3 months because the train systems over there are pretty dang good, and if you settle in one place, you can hop on a train and by that night be in three different countries, and if you spend 3 months, you could just see so much. So I want to do that. And then third thing on my bucket list is I want to learn French. And that's just because I speak Portuguese, my Spanish is okay. If I speak French too, I could get through a heck of a lot of Europe pretty easily. So those are my three right now.
Next, we'll hear from Caitlin Bolton.
First thing I put on there, not necessarily in order, but the one I want to do the most is travel to Ireland. It's just so beautiful and green. I think my love for that actually originated with the movie P.S. I Love You. I've always wanted to travel there since. I also want to build a house. And then the biggest bucket list item is probably just to survive motherhood. I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they are spitfires.
Next, we'll hear from Ryan Jones.
This is also a little bit tough. I've been able to do like a lot of cool things in my life and have crossed off a lot of these things. But my first one has always been ski the Alps, which is going to be sick because in about 47 or so days, I'm going to go do that with a trip for my dad's 60th birthday. So I did get vacation approved. Adam, if you're reading or listening to this, super, super excited for that because it's a bucket list item. So really, really, really excited. I think most of my other bucket list items have to be like around traveling and skiing. So I would love to ski in South America, love to ski Alaska and go heli skiing. Crossed off getting my own dog. That was super important to me. Been to the Rose Bowl. Unfortunately, the scoreboards were not great. Been to a Stanley Cup Finals game, so super like into sports, and I've gotten to see a lot of like really, really cool sporting events in my life. Got to see a lot of really cool concerts.
Next, we'll hear from Marcy Walquist.
Now, this is a really hard question for me. I'm not an ambitious person, so it's more of like I'll take life as it comes rather than plan it out. So my first thought is I would really like to travel to Japan. I think I would also like to travel to Scotland. I would really love to go. I've heard a lot of things about friends who have gone there and people from there. I think it's a place that would be very much my speed. Like, I feel like it's a place where I would feel very comfortable. Now, it's really funny that two of the items on my bucket list are traveling because I hate traveling. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. I would love to have a piece in an art show. For funsies, I have another job at the Springfield Museum of Art. That was 100% a plug. Go there if you ever get a chance. And I love it there. And it's one of the first times I encountered a museum that, like, actively has, you know, local artists. And it was kind of a new experience for me to see that. And it is so cool seeing all these people that, like, are just living their lives and they have art in a museum. And I think that's really cool. So again, it's not really like this is my goal in life. I need to get that done. But if that opportunity presents itself, I wouldn't complain.
Next, we'll hear from Adam Stoker.
So three items on my bucket list. This is also a really difficult one. I do know that I would love to go visit New Zealand. And Fiji did nothing but increase my desire to go visit New Zealand because they're kind of in the same part of the world. I've heard that the people are very similar in kind of their attitude and the way they communicate and their kindness. So I feel like New Zealand would be an incredible trip, and I don't know if that'll ever be off of my bucket list. There's also a golf resort in Oregon called Bandon Dunes, and it's a very unique golf experience, and it's a place that I would love to go spend 4 days or so and just go play a whole lot of golf there in Bandon Dunes. So that's definitely one. My third one, yeah, it's kind of hard because I've got like a tie for my third one, because one of the things I would love to do is also go spend a week fishing in Alaska. I've heard a lot of people say that that's just amazing when the salmon run is happening. I think it would be a really cool thing to do. I also have like 30 different places that I would love to take my wife on a vacation. And so it's so hard for me to narrow that down. I guess the last one would be, I would love to do some sort of trip with my kids when they're older to go around the United States in an RV and kind of do stops, maybe do like a 3-week trip all around the country. And I think it would be incredible. I don't know if we'll ever actually pull it off, but that would be a really, really fun thing to do as well.
Next, we'll hear from Emily Christman.
The number one thing, maybe not number one, but it's the one that I get to check off this year, which is go to my, see my favorite band live. So my favorite band is The Strokes. And so I get to see them play it live at a music festival this May. And so I'm very pumped for that. I'm going to check that off, and it's been on my list for forever because they never play live. So I'm very excited. And then my second one would be go to Australia. That's where my husband's from. He talks about it all the time, and I still haven't been able to go over there for a number of reasons. I try and go every year, and I still haven't made it for one reason or another. And hopefully I get to go soon because I really need to see what all the fuss is about. And my third, I would love to eat at a Michelin-starred restaurant. So those are like the fanciest of the fancy. I want to see what all the fuss is about there as well, because, I don't know, they're very hard to get to. I already looked it up, and the closest one is like in California to me. So I'll have to make a whole trip around it. But I really want to see if it's really that good than what I can get just, you know, downtown here.
Now we'll hear from Maggie Curtis.
So the first one is something that I saw people doing on TikTok recently. And it's, I like went down a rabbit hole, but I saw like a bunch of people going on a cruise to Antarctica. It was like all over my For You page. And I was like, I have to do that one day before I die. So that's one of them. And then the second one is one day I want a classic Porsche 911. I think they're so cute. Cutest car I've ever seen. I can't give any more details than that because I don't know like what year or like what color. I don't know. But I want one and I think they're so cute. And then the last one is kind of like, don't judge me, but like I kind of want to like try eating bugs because I hear it's the future. I don't know. They're calorie dense. They're highly nutritious. They're more sustainable of a protein than meat. So I don't know. One day I want to try eating bugs and see if I like it. That's something that can last for me.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of the People of Relic and EKR.